Please join me in welcoming the candidate, the man who will lead the Democratic ticket to victory in November, Governor Charlie Crist.
That's Nan Rich, who ran against Charlie Crist in the Democratic gubernatorial primary in August and lost. Just days after the primary, she spoke at a Democratic Unity rally to show unification of all the party candidates who won and lost.
In every election, someone wins and someone loses. Tuesday night, I placed a call to Governor Crist to offer him my congratulations on his win and my support. Yeah. Yes. But on Tuesday, November 4th, it will be Rick Scott calling Charlie Crist. And Florida will take a giant step in the right direction.
But things weren't always this friendly. Crist refused to debate her leading up to the primary, and during their ongoing battle, she talked to several news outlets about their differences, mainly that.
I am a lifelong Democrat.
You know, as I mentioned before, I'm a true Democrat. I have been a Democrat all my adult life since I registered. I have a record. Certainly, his record to date would show that he's not a progressive.
People can evolve on an issue. The issue here is changing all positions 180 degrees.
Now, Rich says Crist is the Democrats' best chance at getting into the governor's mansion, and she says he really cares about people.
I just, you know, believe at this point that the person that best reflects, you know, my positions and the issues that are important to me are on the Democratic side of the ticket and not with, you know, the current administration and Rick Scott. When I look at the child welfare system in this state, it's a disaster what has happened. And we have the highest waiting list for seniors that we've ever had for home and community-based care. These are people issues.
And others agree that the so-called people's governor really does care.
I have known Charlie Crist since he was a senator in the legislature. I like Charlie. I trust him to have the interests of real Floridians first and foremost in his mind. I believe that he will take policy stances that will protect Florida. I think he loves our state. I believe his concern for our state is very genuine.
That's Florida Democratic Party Chair Allison Tant, who's known him for more than 20 years. She says she believes Crist is the only real choice because she says he hasn't put people over politics like Scott on many issues. She used education as an example.
When Charlie Crist was governor, he funded education. He actually sought a budget that funded public education. When Rick Scott became governor, the first thing he did was take $1.3 billion out of the public education budget, acting almost as if he were some sort of corporate raider, strip mining budgets for children, strip mining budgets for teachers.
So what about his running mate?
I think he's great.
Like Scott, Crist chose a Hispanic running mate and former vice chair of the Florida Democratic Party, Annette Tadeo. She says looking at Crist's record, even when he was a Republican, the choice is still clear.
When he was governor, he did so many things that made us all so proud and proved that, you know, that he represents the people and he makes decisions, even when pushed to make other decisions by the leadership at that point of the Republican Party, he really made the right decisions when it came to stimulus money, when it came to expanding the voting hours in 2008, and when it came to the environment, fought the utility companies, fought the insurance companies.
Still, not everyone within the Democratic Party has fully embraced Crist. Take Leslie Wims, founder of the Democratic African American Women's Caucus of Florida, as well as a black blogger. On her blog, Women on the Move, she's written columns like why Nan Rich supporters will never support Charlie Crist and questioned whether Crist, quote, can be trusted to not change his stripes if Democrats send him to the governor's mansion, both written before and after the August primary. Now, though, she says she'll back him, so why the sudden change in tune?
I actually haven't changed my tune towards Charlie Crist, but what I have done is look at the bigger picture. And it isn't just about me. It isn't just about me and how I feel. It's about what affects the state, what affects African Americans.
She says the way she sees it, she's embracing Democratic principles rather than the person. Still, she says a lot of people have expressed to her their dislike for either candidate and want to stay home. But she says it's important they still get out and vote their values and at the same time hold that candidate accountable, in this case, Crist.
Now, do people change? Absolutely they change. And I am hoping that, you know, Charlie Crist will be true to his word once he becomes governor of the state of Florida again and does what he says he's going to do. And then if he doesn't, then you can best believe that the Democratic African American Women's Caucus will be holding him accountable.
Meanwhile, according to top Democratic Party executives, there have been concerns about the Republican-turned-independent-turned-Democrat switching parties and switching positions. But those same top officials say many people are being quiet to show the party as unified behind Crist. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.